Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny. We'll have a high in the upper 40s. Kenosha right now, 37, 39 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 40, 37 also in Racine. Racine Riverside Inn owner-operator Sam Naimi likely going to be appealing a decision from the Public Safety and Licensing Committee after a due process hearing last night affirmed an earlier recommendation to reject the renewal of his Class B liquor license for the business at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. During the proceeding, City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox testified under cross-examination by Defense Attorney Vince Bobbitt about prepackaged food items not qualifying for the facility under the state's rules for operating a restaurant.
Prepackaged are foods that are prepackaged. You know, I can give it to you. I don't have to handle it. I don't have to be concerned about the preparation of the food, the distribution of the food, the cleaning up of the food. I mean, it's prepackaged.
It's still a restaurant. It's just a different level type of restaurant.
We don't consider that a restaurant.
Then why do you put it on the license?
Well, the state, within the framework of the licenses that we receive, we have to work with the state of Wisconsin.
Jay Matter from the homeowners group, the neighboring the Riverside facility, testified about media-reported crimes at the hotel. Also concerned, he said, for children, obviously, having to call that hotel their home.
They don't choose to live in a bar or live near a bar where these kinds of things could happen, as opposed to a bar that's located somewhere else. Everybody goes home at closing time. I think the safety of the people who live there, particularly the children, make this a particularly bad place for a bar or any liquor or alcohol to be sold.
Naimi testified about renting a room in Lake Geneva from his brother-in-law, but also having lived at the hotel for a number of months due to the significant financial investment he has in the site and the need to manage it. The recommendation from the committee will go to the full Common Council at its November 7th meeting. One of the occupants of a Racine apartment building at 2214 Washington Avenue spilled some kitchen grease from a burning pan in the hallway outside that first-floor residence. That was early this morning. Lots of smoke as a result and a small fire that led to city crews coming in. Evacuation of the complex was underway when the firefighters arrived. They knocked down those flames in a fairly short amount of time. Nobody reported hurt. 35-year-old Justin Spiegelhoff of Burlington facing a sexual assault charge. He is accused of having sexual contact with a 13-year-old girl. She was one of his students at Washington Caldwell School in Waterford. He was in court for second-degree sexual assault of a child under 16. The alleged victim said this inappropriate conduct occurred while she was in the 8th grade during the 2011-12 school year. He's going to be back in court November the 15th. Spiegelhoff has not taught at that school for a number of years. 27-year-old Lacey Lance Lottie now lives in Racine and has already been charged with taking a purse of a 90-year-old woman. You might remember this was last month in the parking lot of a Southwest Side grocery store. Well, now WRJN's Janet Hoff says she is facing some new legal matters because she got arrested Monday at the Mount Pleasant Walmart for shoplifting.
Lancelotti was arrested in August for allegedly shoplifting from the Piggly Wiggly on Durand Avenue and taking an elderly woman's purse in the parking lot. Several Good Samaritans stepped in and kept her from leaving before police arrived. She is facing a charge of robbery with the use of force in that case. According to court documents, Lancelotti and another woman were allegedly taking the tags off items and stuffing them in their purses to the point that items were hanging out. Lancelotti was found to be wearing three pairs of pants and four shirts. She's also accused of giving police a false name. She's been charged with retail theft, obstructing, and two counts of bail jumping. A preliminary hearing on the new charges is scheduled for November 1st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And in Racine Circuit Court, 34-year-old Mequon Jones pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide in the April 2016 beating death of Thomas Borkland. His body was found inside his home in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue. Jones, who had initially been charged with intentional homicide, also pleading to misdemeanor theft. He'll be sentenced January 5th, the maximum penalty having been reduced from life in prison down to 40 years. 29-year-old co-defendant Bobby Mitten still scheduled for trial about a month from now. A third man, 29-year-old Darrell Allen, pleading guilty to felony theft. He got 2 years in prison. The proposed 2018 Sturtevant Village budget still contains no funding for bus service. The board last night refusing to change its stance after meeting in the continuous committee forum. The central manager for the city of Racine, Mike Marley, was at the meeting. He presented ridership and cost figures to the group, only to be told it was really too little too late on that. Trustee John Johnson said the village, up until last night, has really never been able to get the ridership numbers it has requested.
So then we start asking ourselves, What are we doing? We're not being fiscally responsible to our residents by spending money that nobody's using. That's our job, to be fiscal stewards of our residents. And that doesn't appear to what this is doing for us. And so the finance committee directed the administrator to make her budget without the bus.
Meyerly said afterward that it's up to the Transit and Parking Commission to determine what happens with the bus service to Sturtevant, but it's unlikely it will continue. The Village Board will have a public hearing on the entire 2018 budget plan next Tuesday. Some Milwaukee County Board supervisors drawing a line in the sand, if you will, over the county executive's proposal to raise the wheel tax. County Executive Chris Abley wants to double the tax or vehicle registration fee from $30 to $60. The County Board's Finance Committee voted against it Tuesday. A spokesperson for Abley says that the board's plan would mean significant cuts to things like transit, the Department of Aging, and the Sheriff's Department. Melissa Baldoff says, quote, "This is $15 million in cuts throughout the county, deep service cuts that people are unfortunately going to feel." Both the County Board and the County Executive, though, want taxpayers to offer comment at a public hearing next Monday night. Racine's Plan Commission is set to meet at 4:30 this afternoon. On the agenda, an application from Jeff Jeffers, of Milwaukee's Jeffers Company. He's seeking flex zoning for 1701 Packard Avenue. This is where Gold Medal Camp Furniture was born back in 1892. It became Gold Medal Folding Chairs, which is now located in Sparta, Tennessee. Jeffers' application proposes 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residential units, townhouses, and studio apartments, also continued commercial use. Racine's Community Development Office went before the Finance and Personnel Committee seeking the okay to go for $300,000 in an EPA grant for a community-wide assessment.
We've done this over the last 10 years very regularly. Last year we did not receive the grant. We believe this year, because we've completed all of our environmental assessments out of the grant that was awarded to us 2 years ago, that we're in a good position to receive a grant this year. Again, there's no match. This is really money that we would use to assess brownfield properties, to really get a handle on what the level of contamination is and get them basically development ready.
City Development Director Amy Conley saying it is money used extensively on potential redevelopment project sites. And former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, he's going back to his old Milwaukee law firm, Michael Best and Friedrich, as president and chief strategist. He, of course, led the Republican National Committee for 6 years. Then he joined the Trump White House for just over 6 months until he was replaced. The Kenosha area native also signing with the Washington Speakers Bureau. He'll be giving paid speeches at the 2018 election ahead of that. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.